Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Critical fire weather conditions out west and a strong cold front pushing across the plains tonight with wind advisories over several states on the southern plains. The setup is almost worst-case scenario, though, for many western states, with a new heat wave coming in across most of California up to Washington State. Air quality alerts continue for dangerous smoke from wildfires in the Central Valley of California. And all that Pacific moisture we've been counting on is being pushed up farther north into Canada. So no help for firefighters. Just hotter and drier tonight and probably for the rest of the week. Plus, a sure sign of the changing seasons, a stronger Canadian cold front will march across the center of the country tonight, generating some severe weather eastern Oklahoma, Arkansas, southern Missouri. Then a more general rain and some embedded thunder for tomorrow, spreading from the Great Lakes to the Gulf, and some Atlantic moisture will be drawn into it as well tomorrow across Georgia and the Carolinas. There will be some isolated fog concerns for the early commute tomorrow and new rains sweeping through New England tomorrow afternoon, but that'll be it. And we're watching for possible tropical development in the Western Caribbean later in the week. We'll look into the forecast for the rest of your week and the beginning of October that's coming up in our next report. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
The adventures of the drive-thru brew continue now as we follow the tensions between manager and the worker, Jake.
I can't handle these New Yorkers who think they are driving into a bodega. This is a drive-through brew, and we have rules here. They want concierge service and those fancy French cigarettes. This is not the Upper West Side.
Bodega. Well, here comes a fancy New Yorker with his fancy New York license plates. He surely won't be wanting Budweiser.
Hi, I just left New York and would like two cases of Il Panhase Haze Brew.
What?
And I would like some rolling papers and a yoga mat.
A yoga mat.
That's a Washington State beer. We must have an affiliate in Washington State.
Next time on Life in the Drive-Thru Brew.
Oh, Lord, I have a yoga injury.
Next time, Word Car speaking.
All right, well, the hot trend in talk radio these days is side topics. Who has a side topic? So hosts come on, and they give the very serious, serious topic. The Democrats are horrible. Oh, my gosh, the Democrats are horrible. They've ruined everything. They've ruined everything. And then they introduce a side topic. What's your favorite dish for dinner? Call in now. It's all stupid. Here's your side topic for tonight. You ready? What's wrong with you? What the hell is wrong with you? If you said too much to my mom from Maplewood, New Jersey, she would look at you and go, what's wrong with you? Why are you bothering me? That's the question tonight. That is our side topic. What's wrong with you? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Do you want to win a prize announcement? We can service you. Woo! All you have to do is guess the mystery voice. When you guess the mystery voice, if you get it right, you win a prize announcement. Woo! Kids have two cons. They have a short con and a long con. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I have three children, an 8-year-old, a 15-year-old who just came out, and a 17-year-old who is suffering in college. Three daughters. Now, let me share with you the con. The short con is this. This is how a short con works with a kid to their parent. They go, I need this now. I have to have it today or I'll flunk out of school. You need a $129 advanced calculus calculator for your math class or you will flunk out of school. Is that what you're telling me? Yes, yes, or I'll flunk out of school. Wait, wait, wait. You're in public school. Every kid in your class has a $129 advanced calculus calculator or they're going to flunk out of school. Yes, 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 I need one. If I don't have one, I'll flunk out of school. That's the short con. The short con is an unreasonable price, an unreasonable request with no logic. It is circled in emotion and nonsense. $129 calculator. Every kid in the school has one in a public school. If school doesn't give it to you, you have to provide it, and you need it when? Now! Oh, my God. The long con with a kid is different. The long con is sneakier. The long con works like this. Oh, you know, it'd be so great if I could have this American Girl doll. The American Girl doll. That's what you want? The $139 American Girl doll? Yes, and the kitchen. What do you mean the kitchen? The $129 American Girl doll kitchen? That's $300. So we're talking about $500 worth of American Girl doll stuff. Yes, I need these things. And then you sit back a minute and you look at them and you go, would it be all right for us to ask it from Santa? Could Santa provide these things? Oh, sure. We could ask Santa. Oh, God, thank God. We'll ask Santa. Maybe you'll get it for Christmas. And that puts that horrible request to bed until early December. Then we're good till early December. Those are the two cons that children have. They have the short con, I need it now or I'm going to flunk out of school. And they have the long con. The long con is something you can negotiate until Christmas or their birthday. Now, there's a long con which is particularly difficult for parents, and it sneaks up on you. It sneaks up on me every single year. It is something that I need to get out of, but it is the most miserable thing that should be great but is not. Something that should be great but is not. Well, can I give you some examples? Yes, street fairs. Street fairs in cities. Street fairs in cities are horrible events, but nobody says it. No one has the guts to say it except me. Street fairs are terrible. Why? Well, first of all, they never negotiate the right amount of room. Either it's too small a space and it's packed, or it's too big a space and you don't get that sense of being part of an experience. And then there are strange tables that sell odd wares, that sell weird goods. Like there's one table that always sells dental instruments. What am I supposed to do with dental instruments that I got at a street fair? Oh, look, honey, I brought home some new dental picks and these gorgeous dental mirrors. Let me just check your cavities. I don't like street festivals. They always have very loud music and oh, but they have great food. Really? Where does that food come from? Do you think that comes from ShopRite? I don't. Does it come from Kroger's? I doubt it. Where does that food come from? It's been cooking there all day and most of last night. Where did it come from? But there's one thing that should be great that is not. And part of a kid's long con, a long con, that is the worst possible thing that should be great but is not. I will share that with you coming up in just seconds. But we have a side topic, and the side topic is, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Look at you. What is wrong with you? Get it out. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. From Bermuda to La Jolla, this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan, your first fish aquarium. What do you need to buy and how I can save you money? Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Coming up on part one of tonight's Florida Stories, we're going to discuss quantum physics and the theory of relativity. Just kidding. We got a wife beater, a drunk driver, and two guys trying to sneak something in jail up their backside. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
What I'm about to tell you is shocking. I had the first shave of my life this week. This week, because it was the first time I used a Harry's razor. The Harry's razor gave me a sensation of shaving unlike anything I have ever had before. Now you may be thinking, well, Walter, you're just reading a commercial. No, I'll be happy to show you what I'm reading, which is nothing. Because this razor is so spectacular. The first time I used it, I'm like, what am I using? This is amazing. These are the sharpest blades ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging more for their product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still a low $2. I love this product. And it comes with a great shaving gel that smells spectacular and helps the experience. Other razor companies have increased their prices when they introduce something new. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, and they're not raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving four times a week, the guys reported that with Harry's new blades, their eighth shave was as smooth as their first. Now, how do they deliver quality at such a low price? I'll tell you. Harry's owns a German factory that's been homing razor blades for 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process and confidently stand by a 100% quality guarantee on Harrys.com. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set with the promo code Walter at Harrys.com. It includes a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. All that for just $3. Plus free shipping. Don't forget to use the promo code Walter at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
Sterling on Sunday.
For over 15 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking over me, as it has for 54 million Americans. Yet many, many people delay taking their pain meds over concerns of long-term risk or experience with side effects. I have pain in my thumbs because I don't use my computer, my laptop, the right way, and I have had plantar fasciitis in my feet my whole life. Yes, my whole life. Finally, there's a medication from Highlands called Flexmore, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas, two different formulas. It helps ease my muscle pain and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Highlands, Highlands.com/arthritis. Just enter Walter at checkout and get $3 off your purchase.
Let's go, go, let's go, go, go with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
All right, coming up just a little bit after the beginning of the next hour, we will have Florida Stories, part one and two, the most powerful and effective part of Sterling on Sunday. Good evening, I'm Walter Sterling. It's 20 past the hour. What a beautiful night across the country from Bermuda to La Jolla. Incredible night. Gorgeous. No humidity, 70 to 80 degrees everywhere. I hope you're having a great time. Now, listen, I hope your football team won. And by the way, the Browns won. Now, I know nothing about football, but I do know that that's unheard of. In fact, it probably needs to be audited. They probably need to go over every single inch of that footage to make sure that it's possibly true. And then Trevor Lawrence didn't play this week. Clemson had a bye week. All right, in 22 seconds, you just heard every single thing I know about sports. And all I care to know about sports, except for Celebrity Bowling, which I thought was a fine, fine show, and I don't know why it didn't continue. Why isn't Celebrity Bowling still on the air? They have Celebrity Dancing. They have America's Got Talent. They have American Idol. Why don't they have Celebrity Bowling? There was nothing wrong with that show. Do you know who the first host of Celebrity Bowling was on television? I mean, this is really amazing. It was Milton Berle. Milton Berle in 1954 was the host of Celebrity Bowling. And 2 years earlier, he had a 70 share of viewership on, no, I'm sorry, like a 90 share of viewership on television. But that's how fleeting fame is. That is the curse of fame. The long con. The thing that no grown-up wants to do with their kids, and they're terrified to admit it. Things that should be great, but are not. You ready? See if you agree with me. See if you've had this experience. Here's my phone number, Stand by. Put it in your phone. 888-688-WALT. Here's the long con from 8-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 17-year-olds, 5-year-olds. You think I'm going to talk about Halloween? No. Halloween's fine. You want to do Halloween? You're so stupid. Fine. The only prayer I have for Halloween is, oh, you want to go out with your best friends? You want to go out with your friends trick-or-treating? Her father's going to take you. Her mother's going to take you. I think that's fantastic. You go, make sure that you have a good time. You go. Wherever they want to go is fine with me. Did you ever have the moral dilemma presented by Halloween of, did you keep the UNICEF money? Did you keep the UNICEF money? Did you bring it home? Your mother said, yeah, we'll take care of this. She put it on top of the refrigerator. She kept forgetting and forgetting, and it accumulated guilt on the top of the refrigerator. Did you have that experience? Did you keep your UNICEF money? We'll get back to that. Here's the deal. The kid says, I want to go to the pumpkin patch. And you're like, oh, okay. We could go to the pumpkin patch. You go out into the patch, you collect your own pumpkins, you put them in a wagon, you bring them back. That sounds like a great idea. Now, the reason that you think it's a great idea is because, one, you have a built-in forgetter. You forgot everything that happened last year at the pumpkin patch. But there's another reason. It's a distortion of memory. I spend a lot of time studying memory, and anything that bumps into something else in your memory impacts how you remember it. You know what bumps into your head about the pumpkin patch? 90210 in the 90s. The TV show Beverly Hills 90210 in the 90s distorts your memory of the pumpkin patch, because remember, Brenda and Dylan had a pumpkin patch in Beverly Hills on a parking lot in Beverly Hills. Not exactly rustic, but there they were doing romantic, having a good time. It was incredible. You remember that? Okay, so now when you think of the pumpkin patch, you think of Brenda and Dylan in a parking lot, and that seems very romantic. But now what happens is you drive out, you get in your car, and you drive out to a rural area, or as marketers call them, C and D counties. And there you are in the middle of nowhere, and there's always a problem. The first problem is that because it's this time of year, you think, oh, it'll be a beautiful fall day. We'll go out into the pumpkin patch. We'll go get pumpkins. We'll have this great, sincere family experience. No. When you get out there, you are reminded that it's still 88 degrees and 80% humidity. And there you are in your Ferragamo shoes in the slushiest, crummiest mud there is. Farmer mud, fertilizer mud, manure mud. It's not coming off. It is not coming off. You're going to have to spend $50 at a shoemaker to fix those shoes. Now you go out there. They usually take you out in some sort of strange train that's insanely uncomfortable and particularly dangerous. Now you go out. There you are in the middle of a field and you are helpless. You have no control over when you get back. You got a wagon. Great. We got a wagon. Now, you say, well, let's take two pumpkins, because you can pull two pumpkins in the wagon with the bad wheel. And the kid goes, no, I want one for my friends and my cousin, and I want to take one to school. Now you got 8 pumpkins in the wagon. Are you capable, with your borderline diabetes, of pulling a pumpkin wagon? No. No, you're not. And then the other part of the pumpkin patch over there is a beautiful, picturesque Andrew Wyeth apple orchard. And it draws to you. It says, come pick apples, come pick apples. So now you're like, well, we got some pumpkins. I'll shut up the kid and we're going to pick our own apples. You are not meant to pick your own apples. I am not meant to pick my own apples. That's not something we do. That's not what we're here for. Where do we get apples? We get them in a plastic bag at the supermarket. That's where we get apples. Now we're out there in the middle of this field, and what happens? We don't have boots on. We don't have galoshes on. We don't really have good sneakers on. Instead, we have leather shoes on. And now when you go to the apple orchard part, these are deeply grooved rows, professional agriculture rows of apple trees. What are we surrounded by? All of a sudden, we realize that these sweet apples attract bees. Lots and lots of bees. Now we're dodging the bees, we're dodging the wasps, and we're picking apples because, gosh darn it, it's autumn. That's what the kid wants to do. We do it. And with each apple, we hear the cash register in our head, and it gets heavier and heavier as we march toward the end of the row of the apples. And the ones you really want, the golden delicious, the ones that look interesting, the candied apples, they're not available. That row is roped off. You can't go down that one. The really good apples, you're not going there. You're not going there. Okay, now you're done. You're exhausted from picking your own apples. You're exhausted from picking your own pumpkins. You've got a wagon that doesn't really work. You've got a spouse who's sitting in the car. Your significant other is sitting in the car, listening to the radio and drinking Diet Coke. They're not getting out of the car. There's no way they're getting out of the car. Well, what do all of these places have? They all have a gift shop. And now the kid's like, oh, we got to go to the gift shop. Mommy would like some pie. How do you know mommy would like some? Oh, look, they have a donut maker. They have a donut making machine. Let's get the donut making machine. Let's get the donuts here. Oh, no, 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 no. You could go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a dozen donuts. Go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a Dunkin' Donuts for, what, $6? Here you are looking at one type of donut. And what does it cost? For a dozen, it's $28. At the pumpkin patch. And then the gallon of cider. Well, we got to get some cider. My teacher would love it. My teacher would love it. Now you're looking at a gallon of cider that you could get at ShopRite for $1.98. And there it is, $28. Farm fresh. And you try to find which farm is it, because it isn't from this farm. You're looking at it like it's not. It can't possibly be from this farm. And then you realize it's from, like, someplace in Oregon. What do you mean, someplace in Oregon? Someplace in Oregon. Oregon. It's the long con that your kids dump on you. A visit to the pumpkin patch. A visit to the pick-your-own-hell apple farm. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Things that should be great but are not. These are spectacular things that should be spectacular, but they're not. 888-688-WALT. Coming up in just seconds, I've got Florida Stories for You, Parts 1 and 2, and the usual edition. It's a full show. Why? Because this is Sterling on Sunday, and there's nothing else quite as amazing as Sterling on Sunday. I love being with you live. On a Sunday night, Sterling on Sunday.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, hotter, drier weather out west, no good for wildfires. Wet and stormy weather for the eastern half of the country to start the week. Then cooler, below normal temperatures to end the week in the east. How about that? No real concerns tonight, but the fall roller coaster is just about to get into place, and little help for the tragedy that's happening with the uncontrolled burns out west. After tomorrow, all the rain for this week will stay east of the Mississippi River, and it won't rain constantly either. For example, for Tuesday, heaviest rains up the spine of the Appalachians, drifting to the coast. For Wednesday, Carolinas up to New England, mainly along the I-95 corridor. Florida should stay dry. For Thursday, only around the Great Lakes and New England will we find any rain and some embedded thunder. And Friday, just lake effect showers will be taking place. Saturday looks dry and seasonable for just about everybody in the country. So now's the time to make sure you have access to instant weather warnings from the National Weather Service and try to have two sources of that information. A trusted source to always provide accurate and timely information and analysis, especially with the crazy winter weather that's coming up. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Purchasing your first aquarium can be a daunting task. There's a couple of things you need to know. First of all, you need to decide what type of fish do you want in your aquarium. Number two, you need to decide how many of those fish do you want in the aquarium. Here are a couple of tips. If you want one of the large South American cichlids, let's say like an Oscar or a Texas cichlid, you're going to want a 90-gallon aquarium, just to be fair to the animal. And if you're at the aquarium store, sometimes you can get real good deals. In fact, I just purchased a 65-gallon aquarium with stand and top and light and the whole bit for $200. Here's the deal. Don't buy heaters. Don't buy substrate. Do not buy filters from your fish store. Very expensive. You can purchase them online for either eBay or from Amazon or other vendors and get the same material, sometimes for half the price. Here's the other tip. The larger the aquarium, the better the filtration needs to be. I suggest getting an external canister filter. Now for my guppies, what do I have? Well, I primarily have them in 10-gallon and 20-gallon aquariums. 20-gallon aquariums are for the grow-out. 10-gallon aquariums are for the breeding. From Maine to La Jolla, to my living room, this is Sterling on Sunday, Fishing Report. I'm Deadliest Catcher, Velo Hool.
All right, it's 38 past the hour, as we drive across America. We drive through Atlanta, down to Orlando, up and down California's I-5 and the 101. I'm Walter Sterling with you in our media room. This is our media room. All those people with their, you know, their media rooms and their man caves. Well, this is our man cave. It's just us. This is our ladies' shack out in the back. It's just us. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Who's that? Oh, my gosh. There's my 8-year-old Samantha. Samantha, you're supposed to be asleep now. It's 38 past the hour. You're supposed to be asleep. Let me repeat that. You're supposed to be asleep in the back seat of the car, resting, making it possible for you to actually pay attention in school tomorrow. I love you, Samantha. Last week, I shared with you the fact that I was having a very difficult time with my 17-year-old daughter, who's in college. And she's a freshman in college, incoming freshman, and she had to go through quarantine, the most insane regimen I've ever heard of. She had to get there 2 weeks ahead of time and then sit in a dorm for 2 weeks. No, let me repeat. She had to get there 2 weeks ahead of time, sit in a not air-conditioned dorm for 2 weeks. I don't know what the obsession is with these, quote, institutions to not air-condition things, but this is the 21st century. People air-condition things. We're not in a third-world country. We air-condition things. Well, you know, we didn't have air conditioning when we were in school. Yes, that's right. And you're near death. That's my point. There's nothing about my kids' experience today that even vaguely resembles your experience. Completely unrelated. They expect air conditioning, or they don't know how to concentrate. They don't know how to work around not having air conditioning. My 17-year-old goes to college. Now she's sitting in a mostly empty dorm that's 100 degrees, unfamiliar, doesn't know anybody there, far from home, 5 hours from home. And she was doing pretty well until last Wednesday. And last Wednesday, she had a meltdown. She had a meltdown like, what was that nuclear power plant? 3 Mile Island. She was a 3 Mile Island meltdown. I want to come home. I have to come home. Oh, my God. It was Niagara Falls. She had to come home. She wanted to come home to stay. She did not want to stay at that college. She hated it. She hated her roommate. She hated the courses, and they're doing a particularly stupid thing. With the exception of one course, she's taking all of her courses online, sitting in a dorm room. It's like a bad joke. I'd say, you know, it's like a bad blank ethnic joke, but it's just a bad joke. They go to college, they sit in a dorm, and now they're doing online courses in their dorm room. That seems insane. All right, there was no way she was going to come home. All her financial aid, the experience of being away from home, all of it was wrapped up on staying there. She wasn't going to come home. We were not going to support that decision. Last week on Sterling on Sunday, at about 50 minutes past the last hour, I raised this problem. I was going to do it at the beginning of the show, but I'm not that organized. I raised it toward the end of the show, and boom, all the lines lit with great advice, spectacular advice about what I should do. And I'm so grateful for it, I can't begin to tell you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But here was the essence of all of the advice that we got. The essence of all of the advice was, remind her 1,000 times that you love her. And we did. We reminded her over and over and over again that we loved her. And then we explored every opportunity for support to help her with her academics and her psychological situation and her ADHD. And I want to talk to you about ADHD coming up in seconds, but I'm sharing this story because, hey, it's the beginning of the school year, and you may have a kid who's starting school. You may know somebody who has a kid who's starting school. And I'm going to share with you what we found out about this phenomena that may be helpful to you. Because guess what? The days of saying, hey, stick it out, those are over. You're not going to have that option. It's not going to be available. But what we found out and the things we put in place to help my 17-year-old daughter are working. And I'd love to share that experience with you. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. What is this? What is this? 43 past the hour, this is Sterling on Sunday.
Coming up on part one of tonight's Florida stories, we're going to discuss quantum physics and the theory of relativity. Just kidding. We got a wife beater, a drunk driver, and two guys trying to sneak something in jail up their backside. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida stories.
I'm Walter Sterling. How's that arthritis pain? Let me tell you about mine. I get it in two places. I get it on my thumbs, at the joint of my thumbs, right up by the hand. Not at the end, but up by the hand. And then I get arthritis pain in my arches because I get plantar fasciitis. I have an accessory navicular. Now, that's pretty exotic, but it hurts. It always hurts. And one of the things that helps relieve my pain is Flexmore Medicine from Highlands. Flexmore Medicine from Highlands. It helps ease my muscle and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. When I get out of bed, good luck. And when I stand up from the easy chair after watching Below Deck Mediterranean, my feet hurt. My hands hurt. This helps me. Flexmore Medicine. Now, it should be obvious, but it's news. The cap is easy to open. If you have arthritis, do you want to struggle with the cap? You don't have to with Flexmore Medicine. I love how it's made with natural, active ingredients, which are tough on pain and yet gentle on my body. This means that it can safely complement prescription medications. They have no side effects. No side effects. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Highlands.com/arthritis. 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 Just enter Walter at the checkout and get $3 off your purchase. Highlands.com/arthritis. Or find Flexmore at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid near you.
Wear your hearing things. Wear your hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
Hold that dial and find out. Stick with Joey.
Here comes Joey.
He keeps warm when you know.
Here comes Joey.
Here comes Joey. On your mark, get set, let's go.
Now listen to how much he does in 10 seconds. Listen to this.
Here comes Joey.
Here comes Joey.
All playing what gives me all deep.
Here comes Joey.
Here comes Joey. Boy, his show is really big.
Come on in, Joey. It's the Joey Shaver Get Together on WARM.
Hi, everybody. Joey Shaver program on WARM. The school reporters will be on tonight, 7:25, with Judy Blaze. Reports from Dallas High coming up at 8:20.
He got all that done in 10 seconds. He was able to say the name of local schools, his school reporters. He ID'd the station 3 times. That's what made it exciting. The man knew what he was doing. He had a 70 share in Scranton-Wilkes-Barre at night. Insane. And all you have to do is say the names of people who listen. Judith J.G., there you are. Neil Pohl. Judy Anderson, I love every one of you. Beryl Kravitz, are you the best listener ever? These are my P1s. You don't know what a P1 is, do you? No. And too many radio shows pay attention to, we pay attention to our P1s. P1s are your biggest, the listeners who listen the most. And that's a really stupid way to program. Let me help you, radio people. That's not how you want to program. You want to pay attention to your P2s. You want everybody to listen a little bit, and then you will have a healthy business. If you're reliant, if you're running any business, and you're reliant on your 80-20 formula, that 20% of the people give you 80% of your business, that's a terrible way to run your business. It's really stupid. You lose one of those people, you're dead. You are in so much trouble, one of them moves out, one of them gets drunk, you're dead. The better way to program a radio station or run a retail business is to have a lot of people coming fairly infrequently, and then you'll have a solid business. And you're saying, well, we've never heard of that philosophy. Right. I was telling you about my daughter. And my daughter, who's 17 and beautiful and smart, was freaking out. She was having a Three Mile Island meltdown in her first semester at college. Just crazy. Unhappy. And sorry, saying the thing that no parents wants to hear. I want to come home. I have to come home. I can't stay. Let me tell you what we did for her that turned this around in about 2 days. We joined all forces. Everybody we knew who knew my daughter, both in the school and outside of the school, we got them to be part of the solution. My best friend, who went to the same school as I did, I told him what the problem was, and he immediately wrote her the most beautiful, thoughtful note I have ever seen in my life. My friend Ed, he could not have written a sweeter, kinder letter. And then I mentioned to my manager, I said, listen, I'm having a real problem here. And he said, go see her. Put everything down and go see her. And that's what we did. And then we made sure that all the psychological counseling that was available to her and all the ADHD support groups and all the tutoring that was available, every listener suggested get her a tutor. Because what happens when you're overwhelmed with work is it piles up in your head, but it isn't piling up on your desk. It's piling up on your head. And it freezes your brain, you know, like the way my computer freezes when I'm on the air. It freezes up your brain, and you can't get to the next thing. Maybe you have this at work, too, that you start to think, I've got too much to do. I can't handle everything. I've got this commitment, this obligation. I have to deal with this and this, and that, and it's too much to do. And you freeze, and you can't do anything. We made sure that she had the help from the school and from her friends to say, well, wait a minute. Here's a tutor. The tutor will work with you. And what will the tutor really do? Because if you're in the college already, you're smart enough to do the work. It's a question of getting to the work. If you have a job, you can do the job. It's a question of getting to the work because everybody freezes up. Everybody procrastinates when things get difficult. It's normal. It's okay. First, we have to give ourselves a break, and that's where people screw up. They're like, oh, I'm an idiot. No, you're not an idiot. We freeze up. We were meant to sit in the fields and eat berries and then go down to the river once a month and get some fish. That's what we are genetically engineered to do. We are not meant to, run computer programs on the new Mac. I got a MacBook Pro. Everything's great. No, it's not. It's really not great. It's pretty complicated. My daughter got the psychological help, the ADHD help. All of our friends sent her loving notes, and we all let her know that she was loved. And by letting her know that she was loved, and I'm not being sappy, I'm being practical here, she could let go of the pain and anxiety. Now, I do not have ADHD. And the first time I heard about ADHD, attention deficit syndrome, what's the H stand for? Attention deficit hyperdrive, I don't know. The first time I heard about it, I'm like, oh, please, buck up and do the work. But it's a real thing. And shame on me for not recognizing that it was a real thing. So we got her the psychological assistance that she needs, and we got her the psychiatric support that she needs. And it's not like she's a basket case. She's not. She just had a few obstacles in her head that needed to be dealt with. And then she was able to do the work, to start to do the work. She has some catching up to do, but she will, because first of all, she's motivated and wants to. She wants to be at that school. She wants to. And we gave her permission to exhale, take it easy, do a little yoga, meditate, and ask for help all the time. Thank you for giving me those suggestions. Last week I shared this problem on the air. And the best advice I got was from a truck driver driving from Atlanta to Orlando. And he called and he said, I have ADHD. Big, burly truck driver. He says, I have ADHD. And let me tell you what she needs to hear. And she told me exactly what she needed to hear, what my daughter needed to hear to get rid of the logjam in her head. And it worked. And I will be using it again and again and again, I'm sure. But that's what's great about what we do. We talk to each other. We share the information. Oh, and so she had a big problem with her roommate. This is really important. This is really important. She had that big roommate problem. And I think it's fair to say that girls tend to have the roommate problem more than boys. I don't know why. I've seen this all her life. But she tended to have the roommate problem more than a guy. And finally, she said to me, well, I'm getting along great with my roommate. I'm like, you're getting along great with your roommate. That's fantastic. How did that happen? Well, I talked to her. Oh, you talked to her. Yeah, I realized all these problems were mostly in my head. I just needed to talk to her. And the shutdown with the roommate was strictly the result of the fact that, she wanted her roommate to have a different kind of light. The light she had was too bright. There you go. They were in an open double, and the light was too bright coming from the other side of the room. Often, these issues can be solved when you and I talk. And here's my number, 888-688-WALT. Does this sound like it makes sense to you? Do you hear what we're doing here? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Why can we talk? Because we're live. Is there anything else on the radio live right now? No, there's nothing else live on the radio. This gives me an enormous advantage. People think it's a good show because there's nothing else live, but it's just my stupid show. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday, and coming up, we have the usual edition. We have Florida Stories Part 1 and 2, so you can get exactly what you want. And I have an amazing amount of information about the life of a midnight misfit. Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, critical fire weather conditions out west, and a strong cold front pushing across the plains tonight with wind advisories over several states on the southern plains. The setup is almost worst-case scenario, though, for many western states, with a new heat wave coming in across most of California up to Washington State. Air quality alerts continue for dangerous smoke from wildfires in the Central Valley of California. And all that Pacific moisture we've been counting on is being pushed up farther north into Canada. So no help for firefighters. Just hotter and drier tonight and probably for the rest of the week. Plus, a sure sign of the changing seasons, a stronger Canadian cold front will march across the center of the country tonight, generating some severe weather eastern Oklahoma, Arkansas, southern Missouri. Then a more general rain and some embedded thunder for tomorrow, spreading from the Great Lakes to the Gulf, and some Atlantic moisture will be drawn into it as well tomorrow across Georgia and the Carolinas. There will be some isolated fog concerns for the early commute tomorrow and new rains sweeping through New England tomorrow afternoon, but that'll be it. And we're watching for possible tropical development in the Western Caribbean later in the week. We'll look into the forecast for the rest of your week and the beginning of October that's coming up in our next report. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. My, oh my, thank you. Okay, first thing, point of order here on Florida Stories. Some of you reach out to me, and I don't get a whole lot of response, but three of you sent me the story of a guy in Louisiana who got caught trying to sneak a gun into jail up his backside. All three of them said, I know this didn't happen in Florida, but... No, there is no but. You're being lazy, and I understand you just thought of a good punchline, so you sent me the story with like a come and take it, or this gives new meaning from my cold dead butt, or whatever. But you're being lazy. All you have to do is go search for a similar story in Florida, and there's a good chance it's happened within the month. So I checked, and sure enough, it's not the same story, but in Indian River County, a man was arrested on a weapons charge. He was pulled over. He was a felon with a gun. So they took him into jail. When they were booking him into jail, they found a bag of weed up his backside. So it's almost the same thing. And now that you've done the proper legwork, now you get to make the jokes. Hit it, boys. Maybe he should have brown-nosed the deputy. If he was trying to not get caught, he did a crappy job. I think it's high time he got a lawyer. If it smells like, you must acquit. I guess that's what he gets for trying to avoid the joint. And why can't he just swallow a baggie like Walter does? Yes, yes, thank you. See? See? That's how it's done. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to stay in Indian River County. I don't know what's going on at this convenience store, but they have a table outside. I don't know why they have a table outside. There's a lot of details missing from this story, but at some point, a guy who's about your age takes off his shirt and starts dancing on the table. Now, here's the funny part. If you get on the table and you dance, people call the cops, you get arrested. It's a horror show, basically. If my wife takes off her shirt and gets on the table, this is the most awesome convenience store ever. And that still leaves the very open question of what the hell is going on at convenience stores in Florida. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Sarasota, where a guy who owns a roofing business took advantage of the PPP relief funds, bought himself a $700,000 boat with the emergency stimulus package loan. Now, how dumb do you have to be to try and write off a boat as an expense for a roofing business? At what point are you doing a roof job with a boat involved? How? What? You're never boating up to a roof to shingle it, are you? That's just dumb. That's real dumb. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
And you know what? Let's all come together as a nation so that we can make a future that is something all Americans can be a part of. Because now and forever, we are stronger together. And we've always been in this together.
I just think that you said it. Just to be stupid.
I don't ever want to hear from Katy Perry ever again. It's just so annoying that she says things like this. And then in the background, I always hear this.
Color in sky, brush and blue.
Coming out of every speaker. in the city of Portland. This is what they believe that they're doing in Portland, but it's not. What they're doing in Portland is destructive. Margaret, listening on KMBZ in Kansas City, welcome to the amazing Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Margaret.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me. How are you tonight?
I feel warm and close to you. How do you feel about me?
I feel good. I'm glad that you're live. I really am. It feels good to talk to somebody that's not, having a rerun.
It's an embarrassment and should be illegal for a talk radio show to be doing a repeat, because there's no such thing as a best of talk show. It's just dead fish.
Well, maybe, I don't know, something's going on, and if foresight were 2020, even though we're in the year 2020, this might be foreseeable events of things to come. Who knows? I have a couple topics that I wanted, or a couple things I wanted to raise up, if I may, please.
Go ahead.
Okay. You know, when the kiddos got the last quarter of last year, like around in March, when everybody had to close the schools down?
Yes.
Around spring.
Yes.
Okay. To me, it doesn't seem like, it was a closing. It seemed like everybody in the United States got expelled from school. Anyway.
Do you have children that admit that they're your children?
Well, yeah. Why?
Well, how many kids you got?
Well, actually, I can't really talk about my minors. I'd rather keep, their privacy, their rights.
But I have no idea who you are.
I know. It's just I'd rather not talk about my minors because they're underage. Does that make sense?
No. Now, what else would you like to talk about?
It's about this, the breathing space. It's almost, to me, it seems like, just I'm a waitress, first of all, waitress and a bartender. That's what I've done my entire life, over three decades. And I love it, my thing is, this breathing space, it's almost like with the courts being closed, it's almost like when we were going to court, we were in a civil war. Whenever you go to civil court, for the last 30, 40 years. And it seems like the tort system has, it's completely full to where they're trying to turn it around. This is just my opinion, that they're trying to turn around into a compensation scheme, kind of like the 9/11 victims compensation fund that they had for the 9/11, which should have been a sui generis, just a one-time thing. But it just seems like there's more compensation money handouts going out to everybody. It's like free money.
Did you apply for the free money? Have you gotten any free money?
Sir, I have not. I make $2.13 an hour, and I work for tips. That's how I've always been poor. I enjoy doing what I'm doing. I could have done anything I wanted to. But I enjoy, being a waitress and a bartender. I enjoy.
Why don't you apply? If they're giving money to everybody, why don't you apply?
Because my thing is, there's not. It's just, if somebody's going to give me money, I'd rather do it the right way, like it's always been done. If I ain't broke, don't fix it. If I do my taxes, I do this, do that, and I don't want that money. I'm not gonna cash any of that. It's just something there. It's almost like an ND, like a non-disclosure on an insurance, claim. And something tells me that, if I do it and something comes up in the future, I'll have no room for,
Did you get, have you gotten money in an insurance claim?
Not from any of this.
In general.
Before.
Yes, you got money in an insurance claim.
Yes, for my hail damage on my car many years ago.
What kind of damage on your car?
It was hail damage, an act of God.
Hail damage? Coverage. You got hail damage coverage from an insurance claim? Really?
Well, it's an act of God. It's something unforeseeable.
Right, which usually is. No. And those usually are never covered by insurance claims.
Well, I had good insurance.
You had incredible insurance. I've never heard of anything that spectacular.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
888-688-WALT, 16 past the hour, 16 past the hour. This is some show. Are we having a great show? Coming up, we've got another Florida Stories for you, plus the usual edition, and I look forward to talking to you. I'm going to share with you a haunted story, a spooky story that you'll want to hear if you're driving the 18-wheeler on that dark and lonesome highway. This is Sterling on Sunday.
There's something about hearing stories of criminals who do things that are incredibly dumb that make you feel better about yourself. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
What an honor. I'm Walter Sterling. I get to share information with you about Highland's new Flexmore medicine. F-L-E-X, Flexmore medicine. It is a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. Right now, think about your body. You have any pain? Any aches and pains? This helps ease muscle and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. The caps on the Flexmore medicine from Highlands is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on my body. My body. This means that you can safely complement your prescription medications, and they have no side effects. Take control of your arthritis pain now, and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Highlands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, HYLANDS.com/arthritis. I've always had trouble with my feet, and over time, the arthritis in my feet gets worse and worse. I have found that Highlands Flexmore products ease the pain and discomfort and stiffness in my feet, in my gorgeous feet that are flat, that have an accessory navicular. I mean, I'm telling you, they're gonna want to study this for science when I'm long gone. Highlands is the new Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. Take control of your arthritis pain and get $3 off your purchase when you go to highlands.com/arthritis. Highlands.com/arthritis. Just enter Walter at checkout to get $3 off your purchase. Find Flexmore at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid near you.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I had a remarkable experience this week. For the first time in my life, I shaved. I have never had the sensation of shaving like I had with a Harry's razor. These are amazing blades. These blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving four times a week, the guys reported that with Harry's new blades, their eighth shave was as smooth as their first. Harry owns a German factory that's been honing razors for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set with the promo code Walter at harrys.com. It includes a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming gel, which smells amazing, and a travel cover, all for just $3. $3. Plus free shipping. Don't forget to use the promo code Walter at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
I've got another Florida Stories for you coming up, plus our parody of public radio. Public radio, something I hate, called the usual edition. Plus, you don't fit in. Nobody listening to me fits in. We are midnight misfits. We don't fit in. It turns out there are millions of us, and we have some skills and some abilities that normal people, day people, don't have. We're going to go over that in 40 minutes, 40 minutes on Sterling on Sunday. Now, listen, this is the most bizarre. I had to check and see if this was from The Onion. It's not. It's from the real newspaper, the Daily Mail UK. San Francisco area says employees will be required to work from home 3 days a week after the pandemic to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The proposal, which was voted on Wednesday and approved, would ensure that sizable office-based companies keep 60% of their workers home. Transportation officials hope it will reduce greenhouse gas emissions and curb climate change in the area. Now, shockingly, some people who live there say, you know, this is not a great idea because not everybody can work remotely. It's not ideal for many people. Big tech companies in the Bay Area have already transitioned much of their operations online, and some have made remote work a permanent feature. Now, let me tell you who it is who can work online forever. Single people. People who live alone, single people. They live in a big studio apartment, maybe a one-bedroom. They're in a fairly quiet apartment complex. They can do it forever. You got a two-year-old? Good luck. Now, I don't know where you live, but I do know that the most expensive place to live in America is San Francisco. You can find all that data online. Check it out yourself. It's San Francisco. The way I judge how expensive a place is to live is how much does it cost to put your car in a parking garage in that city for a day? And you might think it must be the most is in New York City. No. It's San Francisco. It's a ridiculously expensive place to live. Plus their city sales tax, their income tax, their city income tax. It's all crazy. But everybody talks about how they coddle the homeless. They don't take care of their homeless. You walk down the streets of San Francisco, it's disgusting. Let me tell you why I believe this is so. It's not because of the liberals. It's because it's haunted. San Francisco is haunted. It's the Barbary Coast. Terrible things happen there. Every 10th building was a whorehouse at the turn of the century, the turn of the last century. It's a haunted place. I did a lot of work there, and there were a couple things that happened in San Francisco at night that I never want to experience again. But one of the things that happened in San Francisco at night was I would go into this radio station, KFRC, very serious station, when it was owned by a different company. It was owned by RKO. And at that time, I know it was haunted, and the disc jockeys knew it was haunted because you went to that station at night. And it was well known that racks of equipment that were on turntables would start turning all on their own at 2 in the morning. That when I'd go in there on a Saturday to work, and I love to go into radio stations on Saturdays and Sundays because that's when I can breathe. I can breathe in radio stations. You breathe in the environment in which you're comfortable. Vilo Hul talks about this with his guppies and how they mate. They mate when the tank is just right. And I was always comfortable in a radio station any time of the day or night. But I'd go into KFRC in San Francisco at 3 on a Saturday afternoon, and I'd get the shakes. I would be scared in there so fast. Because something had happened in that building, and it was a 110-year-old building. It was a building that was reputed to be a whorehouse. It was a building that reputedly somebody was shot in. And those vibrations live on. But the whole city is like that. And then the city was destroyed not once, but twice, three times, four times by earthquakes. And then the worst thing possible, all of America goes to San Francisco to find itself. It goes there to find itself. And you know what it finds when it goes to San Francisco? They find their phone bill and their rent bill and their car payments and their mortgage payment. And it piles up resentments. These are people who are like, I'm happy to be in San Francisco. I can't believe I'm so happy to be in San Francisco.
Color in sky, brush and blue, scarlet fleece changes hue.
And then they find that all the problems they had in Minnesota and Kansas City and St. Louis and New York and Philadelphia, WFIL, and Philadelphia are with them now in San Francisco, except they look further west. Where can I go now? And there's the Pacific Ocean. There is no place to go. There's Ghirardelli Square, which sells chocolate to tourists. That's it. They have no place else to go. And what that does is they become consumed in resentments and anger because all the problems they had are unresolved. But everything's beautiful. It's a beautiful city. But what the hell was that today? It was 95 degrees in San Francisco today? It's never supposed to go above 58. But that's the problem. Now, let me tell you about the work ethic in San Francisco. The work ethic in San Francisco. There are many businesses that are 24-hour, 7-day-a-week businesses. Many. Maybe you're in one. If you're a trucker, you're certainly in one. You're in a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week business. And what happens? At those businesses, everybody has to pull their weight. You can't just skip out. You have to get your shift covered. One day at KFRC in San Francisco, prior owner, I was listening to the news at 9 a.m., and I heard something was wrong with the formatics. I had scripted it wrong. I was in a suit then. I was wearing a suit. I wore wingtip shoes. I was one of those guys. And I was in charge of this station. And I'm listening, and I'm like, that's wrong. Let me fix that. It was my fault. And I went down the hall, and I looked for the person who did the news, and she wasn't there. And I looked at the other place she could have done the news from, and she wasn't there. And then I went and looked at the disc jockey. And I said, where is Susie? Where is Susan? She left. I'm like, she left? I said, when did she leave? Oh, about a half hour ago. She taped her newscast. She taped her newscast. That is a mortal sin in radio, to tape a newscast on a big city radio station. You don't tape newscasts on big city radio stations. It's not done. You can't do it. What are you talking about? She taped her newscast. And so my first thought was, did she hurt herself? Is her child injured? Is there a problem that I need to know about? I felt so bad. Why would Susan tape her newscast? And he looked at me and he said, I think she had to get to her dance class. Her dance class! And the bigger problem was when I told other people at the station that this had happened, none of them were upset. The general manager wasn't upset, because that is the San Francisco work ethic. That is the San Francisco work ethic. She had to get to her dance class. That takes priority. This is Sterling on Sunday.
You get no commercials.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, hotter, drier weather out west, no good for wildfires. Wet and stormy weather for the eastern half of the country to start the week. Then cooler, below normal temperatures to end the week in the east. How about that? No real concerns tonight, but the fall roller coaster is just about to get into place, and little help for the tragedy that's happening with the uncontrolled burns out west. After tomorrow, all the rain for this week will stay east of the Mississippi River, and it won't rain constantly either. For example, for Tuesday, heaviest rains up the spine of the Appalachians, drifting to the coast. For Wednesday, Carolinas up to New England, mainly along the I-95 corridor. Florida should stay dry. For Thursday, only around the Great Lakes and New England will we find any rain and some embedded thunder. And Friday, just lake effect showers will be taking place. Saturday looks dry and seasonable for just about everybody in the country. So now's the time to make sure you have access to instant weather warnings from the National Weather Service, and try to have two sources of that information. A trusted source to always provide accurate and timely information and analysis, especially with the crazy winter weather that's coming up. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story.
All right, for our next Florida story, we go to Wesley Chapel, Florida. Going down I-75 is a couple that's been married for 12 years. They're now in their mid-40s, and something tells me they weren't getting along before this, when the wife, who was driving, had a blowout. Husband screams at her, grabs the wheel. They're toting a trailer, so they almost wreck when he jerks the wheel over. They end up sideways in the ditch. He gets out the passenger side, walks around, opens her door, pulls her out by her hair, and drags her up to the shoulder of the highway. There, he headbutts her. I know, what are you, Jean-Claude Van Damme? And then tries to throw her into traffic. An 18-wheeler had to swerve to miss her. So people call the cops, and they try and catch the guy. He runs off in the woods, and then that's it. That's the whole story. We don't know. The police didn't catch him. There's no sign of him. They didn't arrest him later at his house. He didn't turn himself in. That's it. That's all we have. I guess he's just living off the land like John Rambo. I'm starting to think there's like a tribe of wayward Florida men who have run into the swamps and sort of made their own little society like an apocalypse now, like a rogue band of Florida men who are living a Stone Age existence as hunter-gatherers in what is literally the only ecosystem on planet Earth that has crocodiles and alligators living side by side.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Boca Raton, Florida, where the headline is everything. A daycare owner's husband charged with molesting toddler in addition to child porn. And look, just the moral of the story here. I'll cut out the gory details. Just be suspicious if your daycare has what's called, and this is quoted in the story, naked time. Let that be a red flag or warning sign of some sorts that something untoward is going on. Because that didn't happen at my daycare. That didn't.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Valrico, Florida, where a 21-year-old Florida man was arrested early Saturday morning, which in normal speak is late Friday night. He had had a little bit to drink, and he was rolling up to an intersection, and he bumped into the car in front of him at about 4:40 in the morning. Problem was, it was a cop car with two cops in it. So they put it in park. They get out. He clearly does not pass the sobriety test. And he goes straight to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200, Florida man. How drunk do you have to be to hit a parked cop car in the center lane at a lighted intersection? Florida man drunk. That's your answer. Florida man drunk. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
You can find out all the questions, all the answers to your questions about Florida Stories and about James Parker at Walter Sterling Show. We have a great website with all the information about Sterling on Sunday. It's at Walter Sterling Show. And I got a great question from Dennis, damn it, in New Hampshire, who wondered that I mentioned sometimes about being on WABC in New York, which is always pronounced WABC in New York, and I am. And I'm very proud of that, as I am about being on WPHT in Philadelphia, KMOX in St. Louis, KMBZ in Kansas City. I'm proud of these stations, and KDKA in Pittsburgh. By the way, Jim Gracie, the program director of KDKA, put up his Bring Your Daughter to Work Day pictures on his Facebook page. You have gorgeous daughters, Jim, fantastic daughters who are clearly proud to be with their dad, and that is the best thing to see. I'm on WABC at 9 p.m. on Saturday nights. That was your question. WABC 770, Saturday nights. Judy in Dallas, who found us at WBAP. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hello. How are you?
Well, I can't wait to hear your horrible joke, Judy, because each week they get worse, and that's why I love you and everybody who listens loves you.
Well, I'm going to warn you, it's a bad one. It's wait. Bad.
Fantastic.
Okay, here it is. What do you call four bullfighters in quicksand?
What do you call four bullfighters in quicksand?
Quattro Cinco.
That was my mistake. I made a mistake. It happens once every 2 years. Please tell us the joke again. I apologize. What do you call four bullfighters in quicksand?
Quattro Cinco.
Color in sky, brush and blue. Scarlet fleece changes hue.
Crimson. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
888-688-WALT. Thank you, Judy in Dallas. 888-688-WALT. We have institutionalized dad jokes. They are part of our network show. Do you hear any other host give you dad jokes on a weekly basis? No, of course not. Why? Because they're busy. Ready? What are they doing? What are they doing? They're bloviating. That's what other hosts do. They bloviate. They get up to the mic and they go like this. Democrats, But not me. Nope. The only news that I get near is like Jerry Falwell. Jerry Falwell Jr. They made a movie out of what he did at Liberty University.
A Harvard dropout. A Harvard hopeful.
I need to get that scholarship.
Do you know anything about aquatic engineering? It's not as glamorous as you think.
Roger! What are you doing swimming?
This summer in Beverly Hills.
Keep an eye on the place while we're gone. We'll be back in about 6 weeks.
A pool master.
I ask myself, self, what would Jesus do?
Jesus would open a brothel.
We'll give a beginner.
Hi.
Hi.
A real education. The Pool Boys.
I just think that you said it. Just to be stupid.
All right, I'll have Vic Ferrari's stories. He has great police detective stories. I have more stories for you about being a misfit. You're listening to me on the radio right now. That means that you don't fit in. No normal people listen to the radio at this time. It's impossible. I'm on the radio at this time. Why am I on the radio at this time? Because radio executives look at me and go, "All right, you know, you don't fit in. You want to play golf?" No, I don't play golf. You don't fit in. It's 43 past the hour, 43 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I can't believe the incredible experience that I had in the bathroom this week. I used a Harry's razor for the first time. And what was the result? A shave unlike any I have ever had in my life. It did not feel like a shave. They manufactured these blades in their own German company. They own the factory. Harry's blades are the best experience I've ever had. Then you put it on this ergonomic handle. It's a great looking handle. And you use the Harry's shaving gel, which smells spectacular. It really smells great. All of a sudden, you're in this entire big shaving experience. It actually feels fantastic. New customers, you get $5 off at Harry's. You get a trial set with the promo code Walter, and you get $5 off, which includes, listen to what it comes with, a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3, plus free shipping. This is going to cost you $3. Don't forget to use the promo code Walter at checkout and give Harry Sharper Blades a try. It's very important you use the promo code Walter, or the ad agency won't know what the source of this business is. And my kid won't stay in college. Please use the promo code Walter, and that way I get credit for my hard work. And you get these incredible discounts. You get this whole package from Harry's. Blade, razor, gel, beautiful box for $3. Use the promo code Walter at harrys.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners.
We have a side topic tonight. You know, that's the big trend in talk radio. Well, you know, we could have the main topic of screaming at the Democrats, or we could have a side topic. And tonight's side topic is, what's wrong with you? I'd like to hear, what's wrong with you? If my mother met you, she'd look at you, take one look at you with those bags under your eyes and those clothes you're wearing. She'd go, well, what's wrong with you? That's the side topic. It's 888-688-WALT. That's the phone number. 888-688-WALT. What's wrong with you should be applied every time you and I hear about Prince Harry. Now, I realize this is the British monarchy, that you and I don't care about the British monarchy, but personally, I'm obsessed with this. I'm obsessed with this because all I can picture is here's this guy who pretty much could marry any woman in England or the world. He has insane money, gets about £3.5 million a year from his father for doing nothing. He apparently is randy and good-looking enough. I'm no judge of that, but I think he's good-looking enough. His grandmother is the queen. His mother died tragically. This is a great tragic story. I don't mean to be, dismissive of that, but his mother died tragically on television. And here's this poor lost boy, Prince Harry. Now, let me tell you about his special hell, because you may not think he's in hell. I promise you he's in hell. Here's what happened. He says, you know, I'm going to spend £8 million to refurbish one of the Buckingham Palace castles, one of the Buckingham Palace guest houses called Frogmore. That can't be good right there. They gave him Frogmore. That can't be the good one. And in fact, by all reports from the British royalty experts, they all said, no, that's the bad one. That's really not good. They couldn't have liked her. Then there was trouble with his father-in-law. Meghan Markle's father, it seems there's trouble. And then Meghan Markle's sister says she's a phony. She's a big phony. But the weirdest thing to me, which no one else discusses, is she was married. And they clearly, apparently, had a great marriage. She had a great marriage. And then one day, boom, that was it. Now, it's very interesting about her ex-husband. He was a movie, television producer and director. And the last project the two of them were thinking about was a commoner marrying into the British family. No, that was the last thing that they were working on. Now, that to me sounds like a dynasty soap opera where, okay, we're going to get a divorce and then I'm going to marry this famous rich person and we will both benefit from it. Like she had some sort of secret deal with her ex-husband. It feels like that to me. It feels like a Lifetime movie to me, in my opinion. Don't go give me crap about it. In my opinion. All right. Then he gets married. Fine. He gets married to Meghan Markle. Beautiful woman. They're supposed to move into Frogmore. And then she goes, no, that $8 million renovation, that's not going to work for us. And then she gets pregnant. Okay, that's fine. Then she gets pregnant. There's their kid, Archie. And she refuses to let the press see the baby, be part of the birth. Now, the royal family, their whole thing is about being famous, and now she doesn't want them to be famous. So she's starting to sue newspapers and reporters because they're doing what? What? Their jobs. She doesn't want them doing their jobs. And they say, you know what? We're moving out of England. We're going to Canada. Everything can be solved in Canada. They move to Canada, some friend's house. You know, some friend's $20 million house, $20 million loony house. And that's what they're called. And then they decide we need more privacy. We're getting out of Canada. We're moving to that bastion of privacy, Santa Barbara, surrounded by venture capitalists and movie stars. It gets better. I'll share it with you in just seconds. But first, let's talk to you on the phones. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Lee in Georgia, welcome to the Spectacular Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Lee.
Hey, Sterling. How's it going, bud?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I heard a lot of those statements you referred to with the British accent myself. I was telling you, call screener, my mother and father met in World War II, and so she brought along a lot of those little accolades. And so, yeah, we heard quite a few, and we heard a little bit about the clever boy. You're a clever boy, she'd say. And of course, that meant you're being a smart tail. So, yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
888-688-WALT. Now, I want to share with you what happens next. There's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And now it seems that they did the one thing that they really weren't allowed to do.
You're playing a critical role for our future and that of our children. Seeing our world through the lens of community is so important because we need to redraw the lines of how we engage with each other, both online and off. What we're exposed to online seeps into how we engage with each other offline. It can train us to be kind, or it can train us to be cruel.
I'll tell you what seeps, buddy. Oh, my gosh. Well, it turns out that the royal family are all wringing their hands thinking, where is this going? And does this abide by the deal to uphold the values of the Queen? The feeling is it's in violation of their agreement with the Queen, which was you do not impose your point of view on other countries. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex irked the other royals when they called on American voters last week to reject hate speech, misinformation, and online negativity. The most important election of our lifetime, said Megan. What do you mean the most important election of our lifetime?
You're playing a critical role for our future and that of our children. Seeing our world through the lens of community is so important because we need to redraw the lines of how we engage with each other, both online and off. What we're exposed to online seeps into how we engage with each other offline. It can train us to be kind, or it can train us to be cruel.
I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
Oh my gosh. Let's look at the meta view, the mega view. The mega view is this. This is a woman who chose to marry into a monarchy, not elected by anybody, a monarchy that got their role and their power and their wealth by conquering commoners, conquering them, taking away their land, the right of eminent domain, beating people over the head, and you will give me your land. For 1,000 years, this is how they gained their wealth. They are the biggest landlords in England, the Queen. How did the Queen get to be the biggest landlord in England? Did they vote? No, they didn't vote. She had the army. Her family was able to take what they wanted. And now there's Meghan Markle is part of that great tradition, that great tradition of taking what they wanted from the commoners, the serfs in England.
You're playing a critical role for our future and that of our children. Seeing our world through the lens of community is so important because we need to redraw the lines of how we engage with each other, both online and off. What we're exposed to online seeps into how we engage with each other offline. It can train us to be kind, or it can train us to be cruel.
And quite possibly that statement violates their Brexit agreement, their agreement to leave the monarchy with some benefits. Like they want to leave the monarchy and still get £7 million a year from their dad. I mean, it's crazy. It's insane. And she has the audacity to tell us how to live. Hi, you quit. Is she a British citizen yet, by the way? Did that happen? Didn't that have to happen in order for her to marry Harry? But then she came back here to where? To work in Watts? No, she came back to be in Santa Barbara with celebrities and venture capitalists. And by the way, I'd rather be surrounded by celebrities and venture capitalists any day. I promise you that many of those celebrities do take out their own garbage. I promise you no venture capitalist takes out their own garbage. I guarantee it. But that's the insanity. Now, coming up, you and I are going to talk about being a misfit, not fitting in, and how to deal with it, and how we are better than. Then we'll have the usual addition, our terrific, spectacular parody of public radio, something that I hate. All of that in you at 888-688-WALT. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. We're live. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This man. What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Critical fire weather conditions out west and a strong cold front pushing across the plains tonight with wind advisories over several states on the southern plains. The setup is almost worst-case scenario, though, for many western states, with a new heat wave coming in across most of California up to Washington State. Air quality alerts continue for dangerous smoke from wildfires in the Central Valley of California. And all that Pacific moisture we've been counting on is being pushed up farther north into Canada. So no help for firefighters. Just hotter and drier tonight, and probably for the rest of the week. Plus, a sure sign of the changing seasons, a stronger Canadian cold front will march across the center of the country tonight, generating some severe weather eastern Oklahoma, Arkansas, southern Missouri. Then a more general rain and some embedded thunder for tomorrow, spreading from the Great Lakes to the Gulf, and some Atlantic moisture will be drawn into it as well tomorrow across Georgia and the Carolinas. There will be some isolated fog concerns for the early commute tomorrow and new rains sweeping through New England tomorrow afternoon, but that'll be it. And we're watching for possible tropical development in the Western Caribbean later in the week. We'll look into the forecast for the rest of your week and the beginning of October that's coming up in our next report. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz from Public Radio.
Good to see you, Rachel. We look forward to this award-winning edition of The Usual Edition.
This edition of the award-winning Usual Edition is made possible by a generous grant from the Fallen Arches Foundation. There has never been a group that needs a foundation more than the Fallen Arches contingent. And by generous donations from supporters of HBO's Class Action Park.
There is important perspective on our country from foreign neighbors. Let's have whip-around coverage, starting with our bureau in Toronto. So exotic. First, we must learn the language of Canadians to understand them.
Today we're in Toronto. We're asking Torontonians, a.k.a. Six Mads, how well they know Toronto slang. Let's go.
Hi, I'm Bridget.
My name is Musa.
My name's Catherine.
I'm Troy.
Hey, I'm Chanel.
Jermaine.
Anthony.
All right, guys, so first up, Bear Mans.
Bear Mans. So let's say if you go to a party and there's barely any females, there's just Bear Mans in there. It's like, for instance, he calls, he's like, yo, is there things in there? Nah, just Bear Mans.
Bear as in like B-A-R-E.
Bear Mans, like nude people.
I think she's close. Bear Mans.
Bear Mans just means, you know, Bear Mans. There's lots of mans here.
Okay. Can you use it in a sentence?
Yo, there's Bear Mans and Nathan Phillips right now, still.
Bear Mans? I mean, I know what a bear, slang for a bear is, and that's like a big hairy gay man. So Bear Mans is like a group of bears, and they're just hanging out. Pride Month, woo!
This is Public Radio, and we are commercial free. No interruptions. This edition is a gift from the makers of Brooklyn Mead. Cool people go to Brooklyn.
Our whip-around coverage of the world and the world's thoughts on our nation continues with our blind reporter, James, Where Are My Keys Crimson.
We are reviewing the entire world for perspective on ours. Now, the lusty nation of Sweden shares its perspective on the USA.
We drove to a place that's about an hour north of Gothenburg here in Sweden, a town called Lacorna, I think is how you
yes,
say it?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
We were going to head into Gothenburg, but we found out that they're doing a farmer's festival.
Something like that. Our host said, if you're looking for something to do, there's this thing. He said it was called a farmer's day. Basically, I think what it is like a two-day farming festival with an emphasis on kind of like a strongman competition, but a strong farmer competition.
Something
I don't
like
know.
That.
We are squeezing Europe, Jim. So grateful. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and now another pledge drive. It never ends.
It never ends. I'm Walter Sterling. It's 11 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. I used to be a suit. I used to wear Brooks Brothers suits, Brooks Brothers wingtip shoes. I'd walk into conference rooms and I'd be very serious. I'd have a PowerPoint. People would take notes. They thought I knew what I was talking about. I never knew what I was talking about because, in fact, I never fit in. I mean, I never fit in. Then I found out that it isn't as unusual as I thought, that many people don't fit in. And they make it up as they go along. This is pretty funny.
Hey, I was on this date the other night, and we were at this restaurant.
All right, guys, you guys ready to get started?
Hang on a second.
Trip, you ready to get started, buddy?
Okay. Hey, you guys, we're all here. We should start.
Thanks for coming, guys. I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about some ideas for the marketing strategy this year. So if you got one, just throw it out there. I'd love to hear.
Yeah. How long is this meeting supposed to last? The schedule wasn't exactly clear.
Should be out of here in 30.
Is that approximate or...
Hey guys, sorry I'm a couple minutes late. I got caught in traffic.
7 minutes, actually.
What's that?
A couple is two.
That's why I stopped working in corporate America. I couldn't stand those meetings. I couldn't stand these meetings where they're all looking at their watches. They all, one person comes in on time. One person comes in super early. Another one comes in whenever they feel like it. Some take notes, some don't. And no one has an idea. Part of the problem is that if you're a misfit, you don't belong in those meetings. Misfits are lone wolves. By definition, you're a lone wolf. And a lone wolf cannot think in a group think. They can't brainstorm. A lone wolf has to take the problem, the meat, to the back of the cave, digest it themselves, and then come out with a solution. But we can't think in a group think. We cannot brainstorm. I never could, when people would say, well, let's brainstorm this idea. No, no, I can't. Let's make a team effort. No, 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 no. Team efforts are only good, like if you're a member of the Cleveland Indians. That's the only time you want to get involved with a team effort. But the fact is that misfits make the decisions. Misfits are the ones that move the world. And the reason is, if you can't fit in, you got to change it. You have to be so irritating to the other cogs in the gear that it spits you out and you have to be dealt with in a very different way. Misfits are special and unusual.
Misfit people, we don't always know how to hope or say yes or choose the big thing, even when it's right in front of us. It's a shame we carry. It's a shame of wanting something good. It's a shame of feeling something good. It's a shame of not really believing we deserve to be in the room with the people we admire.
You feel you don't deserve to be in the room with the day people. The day people. The people who love to fill out forms. The people who say, you know, HR can solve our problems. If you believe HR can solve your problems, you are not a misfit. You are a problem. But those of us who are misfits know that HR solves no problems. They only cause trouble. And that we don't fit in. So what do we do? I'd say the greatest misfit who ever lived was Nikola Tesla. Nikola Tesla, all he wanted was his ideas to be accepted. He wanted his ideas to be embraced by the world. He didn't care about making money from his ideas. He gave away the AC motor to Westinghouse for $800, KDKA, for $800. He gave it away. Why? Because Westinghouse said, listen, I really don't have money right now to give you. I don't have enough money to give you. He says, what can you give me? And Westinghouse says, you know, I can give you $800. Tesla said, fine. What's important is that this invention be available to the world. And that's our curse. If you come up with a great idea and you're obsessed with it getting into the world, that's a bad place for you to make money. That is a bad way for you to make money because you like my idea? And you become an 8-year-old. Oh, I'm loved. My ideas are loved. And they have to be accepted and they have to be embraced. They are stolen from you by people who are vicious capitalists. And then you're sitting there going, oh, wait a minute, they have my idea. They took my idea, and I was so happy at the time that they took my idea, that they embraced my idea. They thought my idea was great. I have nothing. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Have you had these experiences? Do you feel this way? Have you had a great idea taken away? Have you lost a job because you said, sure, it's fine, I'm happy, I'm just happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me into the meeting. And then, boom, you're gone. 888-688-WALT. Welcome, my misfits. Welcome. Now, I'll give you a membership card. You can be a card-carrying misfit. You go to Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. Click on the tab that says Misfit, Midnight Misfit. And there you can instantly download a membership card that you can print out. It's free. But it will give you a decoder. It has a decoder on it that lets you decode the secret messages that I give you every single week on Sterling on Sunday. This is the only live radio you're going to find, so you better be good to me.
Misfit people, we don't always know how to hope or say yes or choose the big thing, even when it's right in front of us. It's a shame we carry. It's a shame of wanting something good. It's a shame of feeling something good. It's a shame of not really believing we deserve to be in the room with the people we admire.
17 past the hour. It's 17 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling, and I'm one of 54 million Americans who suffers from arthritis pain. My arthritis pain is in my thumbs. That is a result of the way I use my laptop. But all my life, I've had arthritis pain in my feet, my flat feet with the accessory navicular above the arch. And when I move my feet, they are stiff and painful and progressively weak. And that's because of arthritis. Many people delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risks or experience with side effects from common pain relievers. This is what works for me. The name of this product is Hylan's New Flexmore Medicine. New Flexmore Medicine, Hylan's. It's a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my muscle and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. Now, it only makes sense that there should be a different formula for the night and the day. The cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on the body. This means they can safely complement your prescription medications, and they have no side effects, none. Take control of your arthritis pain now. And get $3 off your purchase when you go to Hylan's.com/arthritis. Hylan's.com/arthritis. Just enter the promo code what?
Walter!
Enter it at checkout and get $3 off your purchase, and I get credit for sharing this information with you. We both win. Hylan's.com/arthritis, promo code Walter, or find the great Flexmore products at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. Maybe you tried Harry's razors a few years ago, and it was okay, right? You had a good time. I need you to try it again, because now Harry's has the sharpest blades ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. They've been testing, researching, and improving this product every month since the first time it came out. Now, this cost a fortune, right? Nope. Their sharper blades are still a low $2. New customers get $5 off on a Harry's trial set with my name, Walter, in the promo box. What does that include? It includes a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, beautiful handle, foaming gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3. That's what you're going to wind up paying, $3. Oh, and to ship it, that's free too. Don't forget to use the promo code Walter. So I get full credit for this message, and you get to enjoy a $3 razor set only at Harry's.com. This is only
a test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
21 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. Good evening. We're having fun. It's a beautiful night across the country at KXNT in Las Vegas, starting the third shift. How are those dividers working out in the casinos? How is that working out with the plexiglass between each person at the blackjack tables? That must be crazy. Here's my number, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. The pandemic has made most of us into misfits. All of a sudden, when we could go to work and be very official, now we're sitting at home, being much less official. The other thing that makes you into a misfit is when you go in for a job interview or into a work situation, you realize that everybody is much, much younger than you are. There's a setting for discomfort.
Did I get the job?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because you're a baby boomer and I'm a millennial.
Ah, well, Melanie, I am overqualified for this job.
I don't know where you got this. We don't do paper applications.
I made it. And undo the internet.
Okay, that is the third time you have said that this interview, and it also says so on this homemade job application.
There you go, champ.
I don't know what this is for.
Don't you need a trophy anytime you... anything?
Oh, it's on. How'd you get here? Horse?
I drove. My car. I own it. After 8 more payments.
What?
How'd you get here?
I took an Uber.
Do not know what that is. I bet you're a vegan.
Yeah, because I'm not a monster. Your generation is afraid of black people.
Your generation thinks you are black people.
Oh, word. Look at who you guys voted for.
Yeah, that's right. I voted.
Touche.
This is the only way you'll ever own a house.
Learning how to text is the only way you'll ever communicate with your son. So...
All right, guys. Who took my Sheryl Crow album?
Gen X. You know what? You're hired.
I quit.
Dad!
24 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. But I've been in those situations where all of a sudden I thought I was cool and just fine, and I walked into a room filled with decision makers, and all of the decision makers were 28. And that's fine. I can talk. I'm a talk show host. But I realized that they weren't going to even vaguely accept the possibility that I could do the job or could do the task because I was so much older than they were. And they spotted it fast. And there was a point at which that wasn't an issue. It is never an issue in my mind. I was always told, well, don't let it be an issue in your mind. Well, it's not an issue in my mind. And then it didn't matter. At some point, it doesn't matter. If you're with people who are too much younger than you, you are not going to get to play with them. You're not going into that treehouse. Therefore, you got two choices. When you hit 40, you better either be rich or own the place. Those are the only two choices. You better be rich or own the place. And that is a terrifying place to be. It takes a lot of adjustment. But here are the Midnight Misfits that we're going to shout out this week. Beryl Kravitz, D. Wells, John Kelly, Rosemary Furlong, and her mom. Rosemary Furlong was my first fan, and her mother has been so kind to me, and thank you both. Mark Cavullo, Neil Paul, Judy Anderson, Nate Tester, Ann Knupp, hello, Irene Robertson, Judith J.G., Annie Knupp, Charlie Greed and his kit. Charlie is a great friend. He lives up in Jersey City, and yet the signal from WPHT brings us to his location. Peter Luker, Jim Cardacci. Now, Jim, you're driving an Uber, an Uber in Florida. Where'd you say you were? It was Orlando, and now it's Boca Raton. And but you never call in, Jim Cardacci. Why don't you ever call in, James Cardacci? Eddie Valez, Edie Valez, Jennifer Hayden, and Ken Brandenburg. We have so many. We have hundreds of Midnight Misfits. If you would like a shout-out, all you have to do is send me a note. You send it to waltermsterling@gmail. waltermsterling@gmail. Send me a note. Say hi. Every email I get gets answered. And now it is the opportunity for Sterling Snaps. Send me a photo of whatever you're looking at. Just take out that overpriced cell phone, the iPhone 8.8. Take it out. Take a picture of what you're looking at. Send it to me, and I will post it on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page later this week because we are a community. We're all one person. We all feel very close to each other, don't we? But I am also obsessed with that Jerry Falwell Jr. thing.
A Harvard dropout. A Harvard hopeful.
I need to get that scholarship.
Do you know anything about aquatic engineering? It's not as glamorous as you think.
Roger! What are you doing swimming?
this summer in Beverly Hills.
Keep an eye on the place while we're gone. We'll be back in about 6 weeks.
A pool master.
If I ask myself, self, what would Jesus do?
Jesus would open a brothel.
We'll give a beginner.
Hi.
Hi.
A real education. The Pool Boys.
Coming up in exactly 7 minutes, you're going to hear Vic Ferrari's True Detective Stories. Vic Ferrari is a retired New York City police detective who has the best stories. It's like being in a police bar. For months, I said, how do I get the stories that are in a police bar? They must have great stories, right? I mean, how couldn't they be? Well, it turns out Vic Ferrari was a New York City police detective. He's willing to share his incredible stories with us. Vic Ferrari's True Detective Stories. That's coming up in exactly 7 minutes, right after John Weatherby's Weather. Now, how lucky are we to have a real meteorologist available on a Sunday night? Write to me at WalterMSterling@gmail.com. I have a Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling. And, oh my God, by law, I have a podcast. And the podcast is called, ready? Midnight Misfits. Who's that? You. Midnight Misfits. You. Yo. And you can get it at Apple iTunes. Midnight Misfits at Apple iTunes. Now, we have two topics tonight. What's wrong with you? That's topic number one. And does she have help? She has 7 kids, so she must have help. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Two topics. She must have help. And what's wrong with you? It's a big radio show. Sterling on Sunday.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Hotter, drier weather out west. No good for wildfires. Wet and stormy weather for the eastern half of the country to start the week. Then cooler, below normal temperatures to end the week in the east. How about that? No real concerns tonight, but the fall roller coaster is just about to get into place, and little help for the tragedy that's happening with the uncontrolled burns out west. After tomorrow, all the rain for this week will stay east of the Mississippi River, and it won't rain constantly either. For example, for Tuesday, heaviest rains up the spine of the Appalachians drifting to the coast. For Wednesday, Carolinas up to New England, mainly along the I-95 corridor. Florida should stay dry. For Thursday, only around the Great Lakes and New England will we find any rain and some embedded thunder. And Friday, just lake effect showers will be taking place. Saturday looks dry and seasonable for just about everybody in the country. So now's the time to make sure you have access to instant weather warnings from the National Weather Service and try to have 2 sources of that information. A trusted source to always provide accurate and timely information and analysis, especially with the crazy winter weather that's coming up. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story from my new book, The NYPD's Flying Circus, Cops, Crime, and Chaos, now available on Amazon. Today's story is about a legendary NYPD detective who was known for bad behavior. We used to call him El Diablo, otherwise known as the Devil, because just of his antics off duty. Most guys that worked with El Diablo either got divorced or converted to Christianity as a way to save their marriage. You just couldn't go out with this guy without something happening. So one evening, El Diablo was drinking in a bar with a couple of women at Upper East Side of Manhattan, having a good time. While he's in there, a horse and carriage operator, they're called Hansom Cab Drivers, comes walking into the bar with his top hat and coat, with his horse and carriage parked outside. So El Diablo makes a joke and says, hey, you mind if I take Seabiscuit for a ride? And the Hansom Cab operator says, yeah, sure, no problem, on his way to the bathroom. El Diablo takes this as a yes, gets the 2 girls, and they walk outside, and the next thing you know, El Diablo's loading them into this horse and carriage. He removes the blocks, takes the whip, gives the horse a crack in the butt, and goes, come on, let's go. Well, the horse and carriage takes off and starts walking, and the girls are impressed. El Diablo's telling stories. Well, the horses know that he doesn't know what he's doing, so what do? They're going to take advantage of the driver who's an idiot. They take off for Central Park. They want to cut through the park to get to the west side of Manhattan to get fed. So now you got a runaway carriage going through Central Park with El Diablo and these two women, and they're screaming for their lives. While this is going on, other horse and carriage operators see their friend's stolen horse and carriage running through Central Park, so they join in this chase. And what they do is, like the trotters at Yonkers Raceway, they got in front of the runaway horse and carriage and slowed it down until they got it to stop. Anyone else would have gotten locked up for this. El Diablo's drunk, driving a horse and carriage. What he does is he runs to an ATM, he gets out $500, and he pays off the handsome cab operator for stealing his horse and carriage, and then the two females take off. They want no part of this, so there were no witnesses, so El Diablo wound up not getting in trouble. So that's the legend, well, one of many legendary stories from El Diablo from my new book, The NYPD's Flying Circus, now available on Amazon.
This is crazy. Get rid of it.
All right. I love his stories, and I love being in cop bars. You ever been in a police bar? It's amazing. They won't say a word if they don't know you or trust you, but if they do start talking, the cop stories are the best stories in the world. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Those are the phone numbers. We're working two topics tonight because I'm a professional talk show host. Topic number one is, how the hell can she do it with seven kids? And number two is, what's wrong with you? If you met my mother, she'd look at the way you're dressed and she'd go, what's wrong with you? That's what she'd do. But the Supreme Court justice nominee, there is criticism of the fact that she gave the ultimate sacrifice as a parent and she adopted two children. Now, I don't care what your politics are. I don't care if you like her as a nominee or not, but admire her for adopting two children, because these children have a great life. They have two educated, happy parents. They're in a safe, beautiful, well-monitored home, and they have brothers and sisters who I'm sure love them. They will be well-educated, well-fed, well-cared for, and everybody will know where they are, beautifully dressed. These kids are the luckiest kids you could imagine. It's the same nonsense when Madonna in Miami adopted a kid from Africa and there was criticism of that. No, Madonna should be knighted for that. Imagine being Madonna's kid in Miami. You wake up one day and you go, I'm Madonna's kid in Miami. What does that mean? It means you get tickets to anything you want. You can have tickets to whatever you want. And, oh, that's my mother. That's Madonna. She has sold over 100 million albums. In one of them, in Cherish, she rolled around in the surf with like a dolphin. Remember that? Let me just look this up and see, in fact, how many albums Madonna has sold. Madonna sales total ever. Let's see what it says. 300 million units worldwide. She has sold, oh my God, 300 million units worldwide. Worst case scenario, she only got $1 a unit, $1 for a CD, $1 for an album. 300 million. I promise you the later deals were much better than that. Okay, so now you're her kid. You were adopted. You're in a cool Miami house, estate, Miami mansion. You can go to the beach whenever you want to walk to the end of the block. Your friends have giant boats. It's the best deal in the world. And Madonna, who I'm sure is a doting mother. I'll bet you she is some doting mother. And they got two brothers. He has at least two. Who knows what's going on with Madonna? But there you have it. I salute, respect anybody who adopts any kid. And that's why I like that Supreme Court nominee. Forget about her politics. Don't bore me with that. Talk to the other talk show hosts about that. My number is 800-688-9258. 800-688-9258. WALT. Love to talk to you. This is Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. I have this pain in my thumb. It takes up the entire thumb area of my hand, and it always kind of hurts. And then I have this pain in my feet. Every time I stand up, it's like, whoa, I'm tired of this pain. I'm tired of feeling it every day. How about you? It gets in the way of me doing what I love or getting restful sleep. For over 15 years, arthritis pain has slowly taken over me, as it has for 54 million Americans. Many people delay taking their pain medication over concerns over long-term risks or experience with side effects from common pain relievers. This is what I've discovered. Please listen to me. I have discovered Hylan's Flexmore medicine. It is a natural relief for minor arthritis pain that can be used in the daytime or nighttime because they have different formulas. They have a nighttime formula, which for me helps me fall asleep. And they have a daytime formula, which for me helps me get through the day. It helps ease my muscle pain and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. Plus, you won't believe this, the cap is easy to open. I appreciate the fact that Flexmore supports Sterling on Sunday. This is their first foray into radio. Thank you. Take control of your arthritis pain right now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Hylans.com/arthritis. Hylans.com/arthritis. Just enter Walter at checkout to get $3 off your purchase. Hylans.com/arthritis. Or find Flexmore at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid near you.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
Do you feel the treats? Do you feel special because of Sterling on Sunday? I hope you do. I hope you do. Let me adjust this over here. All right, that's better now. Oh, wow, that is better. Well, what do you want to do now? We have 10 minutes, and we have two topics going. Do you think she has help, the Supreme Court nominee? Do you think she has help with those seven children? Do you think she has like a nanny for every two? And this is Hyde topic, which is, what's wrong with you? If you met my mother, she would look at you with those eyes and the clothes you're wearing. She'd go, well, what's wrong with you? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. What's wrong with you? I really think all, there you go. I really think that every talk show in America should only have one topic. All of them. Well, they do now. They just, why do you hate the Democrats? Call now. But there could be another topic they could do, which is, what's wrong with you? In fact, next week, I'm just going to do that. I'm just going to say, what's wrong with you? And then you'll call in and tell me what's wrong with you. Why don't you practice now? Call in now. Let's practice this. I think this could set a whole exciting new trend, and it would force general managers and alleged program directors to say, well, you know, we really should put Sterling on every night. He did come up with this idea. I came up with most of your ideas, buddy. It has just been lost in the weeds. It's just been lost in the weeds. Listen, there's this woman in New York City who owes $150,000 in back rent. Now, you thought you had it bad? She owes $150,000 in back rent. Now, here's what I have to say about that. While many governors, many cities are saying you can't turn off people's electricity, you can't turn off people's gas at this time during the pandemic, and many of them are saying you can't evict these people. God bless them. What really needs to happen is a moratorium on credit reporting to the credit bureaus. Because if you don't have a job, and you don't have savings, 70% of Americans have no savings. They have nothing for an emergency. Well, those people should not be penalized forever in corrupt credit bureaus, and they're all corrupt. Remember a few years ago, one of them, they had a data breach, and all of your data was released to the whole world. And then the executives of that firm didn't mention it to anybody until they had sold all of their stock. And then, ba-boom, there was a press release that came out and said, oh, gee, and of course their stock tanked. But it didn't matter because they had already sold theirs. Because, you know, they're credit bureau people. Can you imagine working at a credit bureau, running a credit bureau? Nobody in high school said, you know what I want to do? I want to work at a credit bureau because I can't imagine anything more dreary, painful, or harmful to your citizens and neighbors. And therefore, we'll work at a credit bureau. If you didn't fantasize about doing it in college, in high school, you're corruptible. Airline pilots, they fantasized about becoming airline pilots. Astronauts fantasized about becoming astronauts. Most teachers fantasized about becoming teachers, and therefore they're not corruptible. They got to be a teacher. They got to be a pilot. They got to be an astronaut. They got to be disc jockeys, therefore not corruptible. But, gee, you know, my identity is not wrapped up in working at a credit bureau, and therefore I believe people like that are often susceptible to being corrupted. They're not all corrupt, but they're susceptible. And I said susceptible four times perfectly. Perfectly. It's a miracle. Nobody should be reported to a credit bureau from March 1st till today. Nobody. For anything. For any reason. Nothing. Did you ever really look at your credit report? It's terrifying because it has things on it you can't even imagine it has on it. Yeah, yeah, how late you paid MasterCard, 32 days, oh my gosh, that'll take you out of the market for a mortgage. But it's worse than that. Most of these credit reports indicate how close you live to near to a bar. I said that. Most credit reports indicate how close you live near a bar. As though that somehow has something to do with anything, you will find that on many credit reports. It will report if you lost a credit card. Now, we all lose credit cards, don't we? Is that just me? Is that just other people on the radio? We all lose credit cards. But, oh my gosh, there it is on the report. All that should be on the report is if you were late with payments and how much you owe. That's it. It doesn't show, and this is what most people think it shows, and it does not. No credit report shows how much you earn. It does not show your income. No, let me repeat. No credit report shows your income. And it doesn't show a lot of weird things. Like unless there's a lien, it doesn't show how much you owe the IRS. Stuff like that. When I hear people say, you know, when I hear companies say, well, in order for you to work here, you have to disclose your income to us. No, you don't. No, you don't. You want to know what the answer to that is? I was a boss. I sat behind the desk. You know what the answer to that is? Listen, I signed a confidentiality agreement with my last employer that said I would not disclose the income that I was making because that is a trade secret. And I will do the same for you. I will protect you as well. I won't tell anybody what I'm making here because I view it as a trade secret. But my last employer specifically said you can't tell anybody. I mean, what a crappy thing to do to somebody who's up for a job and make them disclose what they're earning in their last job. What negotiating do you get to have? The other answer is I would tell you, but I'm not up for the job I had at the last company. I'm up for a new and different job. But this goes back to what I was saying. No credit bureau has the information about what you're earning. It just shows if you're late with your payments. What that has to do with what you're going to be doing in your job in media or an ad agency or a PR firm, is it anything where you're not handling money, has nothing to do with it. Yet most of these companies are so corrupt and crummy and just rotten, they'll run a credit report on you. Why? What does that have to do with whether or not you're going to write great copy or do good PR? Nothing. It has nothing to do with it. You know, there's some situations where for international flights, the TSA runs a credit report on you to see how much debt you're in. Again, I don't know what that has to do with anything. Everybody seems to be very obsessed with your business. They're obsessed with your business. I am not obsessed with your business. I'm obsessed with my flat feet and my three beautiful daughters and my much younger, very firm wife. That's what I'm obsessed with. Is that all right? 888-688-WALT. Oh, by law, I have to remind you constantly that I do a podcast. It's called Midnight Misfits. Midnight Misfits. Download it from Apple iTunes, radio.com, thousands of places. And then you and I get to be in touch through my Midnight Misfits podcast. And what do I talk about? I talk about how we don't fit in and why we don't fit in and all of that. And this week's is special. It's going to go over in great detail what we talked about at the beginning of the show. Remember what that was? This is going to be on the test. Why we hate the pumpkin patch. Why we hate the pick your own apples, which is an evil, diabolical plan for farmers to not have to do anything. It's like, okay, I got to pick these apples. I can't let them rot. These people are going to come from, these city folks are going to come in, go to the beer barn, fill it up, and then they're going to get hernias taking their apples to the car and pay me for the privilege. Farmers are geniuses. This is freaking genius. Send me an email. It gets answered. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And I want to see a picture of what you're looking at right now. Not just from you, Mr. Crew. Not from just Frankie Reds. But from all of you. I want to see a picture of what you're looking at right now. Take a Sterling snap. Send it to me. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Take a picture. Send it to me. I'll post it on the Facebook page this Tuesday. I usually need a whole day to recover from this. Most listeners need like months to recover from this. I completely understand. I am so grateful to Steve Moore at KMOX. What a good guy. And David Yagdaroff at WPHT in Philadelphia. Thank you. And Alan First at KMBZ in Kansas City. And Gary Burns at Three Daughters Media. These are great affiliates. I'm so proud to be with you. And remember that the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.